Okay, hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Derry Bradford. Hi, Derry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
All right, good. So what's happening?
I'm good, man. I'm just excited to be here New York Fashion Week Caribbean. This is our very first launch, and I'm here connected to the brand Forefront. Just did a partnership with them, and they're now relaunching their brand, Spring Collection, and we're here to let the world know we are here.
Okay. All right. So you're in the fashion industry yourself.
Right? Yes. Actually, I'm a fashion designer. I've been designing for 2016 makes it the 15th year. I was head designer of Sean John Outerwear, Echo Outerwear. I did collections for Steve Madden, Chinese Laundry, items for Baby Fat. Yeah, I've been around the world with this fashion New York thing. So, yeah.
That's good.
Glad to still be here.
Nice. That's great. I'll tell you a funny little story just for the fun of it. All right. All right. So I got a little place out there in Montauk, New York, the end of Long
Montauk.
Island, right?
All
right.
Okay.
So there's this Army Navy store kind of place, and in the box is this cap. It's made of velour,
okay.
Right? Very warm.
Yes.
And on the cap it says Sean John, okay?
Sean John.
Sean John,
yes.
Right? And I come back, so I said, this is a Frenchman's hat. I don't know, you know. So I come back
really?
To my security guard, Lenny, over here. He says, oh, you got a Puff Daddy hat. I said, P. Diddy. I said, what do you mean? That is a French guy.
Right.
What?
Listen, man, P. Diddy is far from French. I've been designing for the brand 3 years in total before I went over to Echo. Shh, don't tell anyone. And, it was a great experience because, you know what? Let me tell you something about Sean John, which is a little bit off the topic. But, you know, Sean John represented kind of like upper tier fashion to the urban consumer. And you know, he really kind of paved the lane himself. You know, so I'm glad to be a part of that movement during that time. And now, you know, it's so crazy. Now streetwear, you can't even separate streetwear from luxury right now. You know, because the aesthetic, the inspiration is all there. So, you know, so that's why we try and, you know, we don't say that we're urban designers. We say we're designers because, you know, we take influence from the streets, from lifestyle, and we take that and we speak through our fashion and our designs. And, you know, that's what we do. And that's what Forefront is here for, you know. Forefront represents a lifestyle and, you know, this is something that the world needs to see.
Two last question. What's good news for you?
Good news for me is anything having to do with bettering your life. So, and I don't know if you've ever spoken of this aspect of it, but you know, good news. Oh, this is the homie Iman right here. Good news to me is, you know, finding out something that can actually improve your life. So if it's better eating, if it's a better way to go, a place to go for, I don't know, to relax and chill, breathe in fresher air, you know, go to a better place to shop, get better quality items. I mean, it's all about the betterment of life and improving your life. We all started from somewhere, but it doesn't mean you have to stay there. You know, keep advancing. And, you know, that's a little bit of encouragement for the people who are listening right now.
Last question. We're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace on September 21st.
Yes.
We're throwing a party for the world.
Okay.
Peace Day Party, it's called, .org. What does peace mean to you?
Oh, man, peace. What does peace mean to me? Peace is serenity. Peace is being comfortable in your own skin. Peace is understanding that whatever you do and whatever you express, no matter if people understand it or not, this is your expression to the world, to your peers, and to anyone who's even willing to look or listen. And, you know, to get on a grander scale, more of like a world scale, peace is really understanding culture. It's not about trying to segregate yourself, but it's understanding that, look, your culture lives amongst other cultures, and if we can understand, and maybe not even understand, but maybe share your culture with other people that are of different cultures, that can create peace. Oh man, I'm so excited about that statement right there.
Beautiful.
Sorry, I got a little excited.
That's cool. No, all good. You got a website?
Yes, I do.
And it
www.asqui.com. My company is Oski Ventures, and I do partnerships all day, every day.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome.